This is Christopher, KF8DMK. Not too much to report, but I did want to throw out there that the Interlochen Farmers Market is back up and going. We just had our second week there. That is every Sunday from 9 to 2. And it is going pretty decent. People are figuring out the detour. I'm hearing mixed reports. Some people hate it. Other people say it's not too bad. So, but sales have been good. And it's drawing a decent crowd. Other than that, just more work as usual around the farm and on the job site. That's all I've got for today. Back to you. This is Christopher, KF8DMK.
Okay, Christopher. Nice to know that the farmer's market is up and running. Of course, us folks east of the east side of town got to avoid that Biden, you know, let's see, what is it? The bridge down on Keystone, which is out, which makes it a little bit difficult to get over into your area. So we'll have to wait a couple of months on that route at least. You reminded me, Christopher, that you should have had a subject tonight, and I did think about asking everybody where their favorite morel picking spot was, but I knew nobody would give me an answer. So let's go on to the next. Scott, KC9SJP, go ahead with your transmission, and Amity, standby.
KC9SJP, the first time on this net, Scott. Hello, everybody. I'm in Indian River, Michigan. I'm from Fort Wayne. I've got a summer home up here. We've had horrific flooding. I can report that the river has gone down about 3 inches in 4 weeks. We're hoping it's going to go down more. It looks like it's better. But northern Michigan, especially between Crooked Lake, Burt Lake, Mullet Lake, and the other things, we are doing well, but the river will not be open probably for Memorial Day. We're hoping for the 4th of July weekend. So this is 29SJP reporting for you for the first time. And I'd like to know where your Tuesday morning breakfasts are. This is